Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm hurt. My feelings have been hurt. This president has turned my country into trash. He's trashed my country, and I'm hurt. But I would never hurt him. Record that, just in case they come for me one day. I'll use it as my defense. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I'm being tortured here tonight. I'm being tortured. I can't tell you how, but I'm being tortured. Okay. I'm going to tell you some late-breaking news that's just coming out. It's a fact that's now reaching the mainland. And the story is that East Germany, after 25 years of being pro-democracy, is now slipping back into communism. And I'll give you the whole story. And the article basically says that East Germany, communists are back in power in East Germany, 25 years after the fall of the wall. And a guy named Garcia, a great name, Garcia. Do you know that that is the, sadly, the most popular Spanish name for casualties in the 9-1-1 war that's got 37 years to go? That the most Spaniards that fell of, and that gave up their lives for this country, 14 of them are named Garcia. I did a little check. I looked for Rodriguez, a couple of popular Spanish names. I'm pretty sure Garcia was the one that came up on top. So thank you, Latinos, for the sacrifice that you make for the Estados Unidos. Unidos? Unidos? Thank you. Thank you. We love you. Don't let the communists tell you that you belong with the people that they have herded up and keep in cattle pens. You are better than that. You're better than comunista. you are a ladder climber, and today's laborers will be tomorrow's construction bosses. And raise those families and stay true to your woman. Do not be like some of the riffraff. You don't want to say in Spanish, who's your daddy? Everybody knows who Papi is. So, and stay close to Viva Cristo Rey, because without Viva Cristo Rey, it is hard to get through life. So having said that, we'll open up this blog and we'll tell you what it's all about. So here's the article. This is going to be interesting. 25 years after the fall of the Berlin Wall, communists are back in power in East Germany. It's posted by the assistant national director of the Tea Party. It's the only party that's fighting for America. The communists are now the Democrats. The Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. They want to bring it all down. They want to run it their way and only their way, the Soviet way. The rhinos, the so-called Republican Party, the rhinos are now the Democrat Party. And the only ones that are left are the grandmas and the grandpas and the señores and the señoritas. And it's the multicolor party. Every color is welcome. The only thing we ask is that you love God and you love your country. Other than that, we have no requirements. Unless we have to praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Then you will be called upon to do a service. So, here's what's happening. They have an emblem. And it's called Socialist Einspartei Deutschlands. And they got two hands shaking. And that is the Germany's far left party. And that's the one that went, that left and came back. Has returned to power in a state government for the first time since the Berlin Wall, stoking heated debate about its communist roots. The left party, widely seen as the successor to the Socialist Unity Party. And speaking of Socialist Unity Party, the Socialist Party of the United States, I don't know if they call it the Democratic Socialist Party of the United States, lists on its website 70 members of the Congress. I don't know if there's any from the Senate. But basically, it's 70 members of the Congress. And I believe at least one, if not two, of the four people that did the hands-up salute, the Congress mice that did the hands-up salute in Congress yesterday, are listed on the website as socialists. That would be interesting, huh? How can you serve Jesus as you can't serve two masters? You will love one and hate the other. Coffee! Okay, so I just put out a cry for coffee. You can tell my voice is starting to get hoarse. I need to lubricate it. Okay, the left party, widely seen as the successor, it's called SED. That's what ruled Germany, and that's what they, the Socialist Unity Party, and the SED is the new symbol. As it's the old symbol and it's now the new symbol. The new state prime minister, so I guess every state has a prime minister in German government. Bodo Ramelow used his first speech in parliament to apologize to victims of the former communist regime and said he wanted to reconcile rather than divide. And if they buy that, they are the biggest jerks in the world. If they were tortured and arrested before, and the guy's back, he says, we're back, but this time there's no torture, no arrest, until we get real strong. This is what's happening under de Blasio in New York City. See all the stooges running around? I think there was three black guys, and there was 997 white students getting extra credits for being good communists. Occupy Wall Street. And you know what they do when they occupy Wall Street? They defecate on cop cars. How's that? Where did they get? They didn't even have basic banal training, potty training. Thousands of people braved sub-zero temperatures on the streets of the state capital, Erfurt, on Thursday night to protest against the expected result of the vote. Angela Merkel, that's Angela in English. Merkel is a meat market. Angela Merkel predicted the decision would be bad news for Thuringia, Thuringia. Thuringia, I think that used to be in the Prince Valiant cartoons. While the German president, Joachim, and I guess in Spanish it's Joaquin, Gauck, broke with traditional neutrality of his role to speak out against it. Now, I'll tell you why it's not going to succeed. Germans are doing very good. They're fat and happy. They're doing good. And they know what it was like before. The only reason Hitler got elected was he brought bread with him and beer. Otherwise, he never would have got elected. And he brought jobs. And now we're touting that the employment rate is up. But nobody's telling you how many are part-timers. I can't believe that the increase in employment is full-time only. I got a feeling the majority is part-time, and they're all going to be laid off right after the selling season, the Christmas holidays. So here's some of the replies. Christie says, shameful. Communism is also Nazism. That's right, honey. The only difference between a communist and a Nazi is the logo. And I asked the question, will this give rise to an opposition party? And Sharon says, it would seem no one learned a thing. Therefore, history will repeat itself and it will be horrid. Unreal men or women think communism could or ever work. Of course, that's going to make the Russians very nervous too. Because an opposition party will become more militant to protect Deutschland. Not quite national, says Michael. That's where the Nazi comes from. Socialism is a form of collective socialism that limits itself politically to nation boundaries. Communism is an international form of collective socialism that respects no boundaries, kind of like our president and how he respects our nation's border laws. He's here to bust it all out. That's the only thing he was groomed for. If he was a dog, he would take the blue ribbon for show, and the show would be the one that he's putting on as he takes down the United States. And if you think he likes his country, you got another thing coming. And if you think he likes white people, you got another thing coming. And if you think he likes blacks and Latinos, you got another thing coming. The only guy that he's interested in is him. What's in it for me? He sees how much money the Clintons made, and he wants to beat them. 100 million. That's what they're declaring. That doesn't count the counting room in Chappaqua, where they keep the coins, the gold coins. Yeah. They appear to be, and Rafael Garcia. Garcia, isn't that what we said before? That was the number one name? Isn't, oh, this is the same guy, I think. Let's see. This Garcia says, they appear to be gaining power in the U.S. also. Oh, yeah, no question about it. New York is now a communist city. It is the first city to fall to communism. Chicago is a tie with New York. And I don't know what's out there in California. Those people are all wackadoos out there. And you know what's sad? I used to keep track of all the guys who died in Iraq. I stopped counting after 2,500. This was under Bush. I got up to 2,500. If you go to www.captainsblog.us, you'll see the first 2,500. And as I was getting down to the 2,400, I started to be able to get pictures from the Department of Defense on who they were. And I got to tell you, they were the best of the USA. There were guys, there were girls. They were all young. They were all beautiful. They were all good looking. They gave up their young lives for what they believed to be the country of their birth and the country that they love. And nobody knows not one name unless you happen to be a relative of one who fell. Nobody knows their names. And I happen to see, and this really bothered me, to show you how the communists are PCing the military. It was an army base. A two-star general was talking to a guy that was filming and doing a documentary. And they were walking down a lane of trees. And there was 466 trees. And each one was had a like a headstone for a GI who fell in their unit. And there wasn't a cross anywhere to be found. So now you get a tree. How politically correct. You don't think that one of those 466 guys called the name of Jesus before he left this land? It is said you're denying his freedom. His freedom of religion and his freedom of speech. And I bet you most of those guys would say, listen, do me a favor, on that my tombstone, put a cross. Yep. They go from crosses to little crosses on the monument and to no crosses. And the communists are waiting for the last World War II vet to die so they can rewrite history. And they've already started. And there's a lot of commies here, man. And beware of the bleeding heart commies. They are something else. You're invited to participate in an opinion survey. We'll pass on that. I like the surveys that the Republicans send out. And they say, check the box for how much money you're sending. And they don't have a box for zero. Yeah, they're going to raise $1 billion to elect the next mistake, because all we've been doing is electing mistakes. We haven't had a decent president. We haven't had a decent president. It's sad. I have to complain about the coffee. What do you think of people who send wine back or send the food back? You think they're a little too fussy? Huh? You think they never lived in a boarding house? Yeah. I like the ones like Savage, who tells you he's a big tipper. You ever hear him tell you what a big tipper he is? I tip big. I'm a big tipper. Stick on the water glass here. That's it. No tip. No tip. You know what tip means? To ensure promptness. They were off by 7 seconds bringing the food to the dog. He complains about kids with crayons in restaurants and coloring books. But he wants the waiters to put a bib on his dog. Yeah. Better not take that dog to a Chinese restaurant. How you like that dog? Oh, I like them a lot. Oh, yeah, fry, deep fry. There's a story about that. That woman was in China. But I'm not going to tell it to you. It's too horrific. She thought they were taking care of the dog. Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. You got to be careful with pets. You can't take your eyes off them. Documents reveal Obama's HHS paid. Oh, come on. Don't do this to me. They got they're doing a I can't read it fast enough before the page flips out. This is from the Tea Party. No amnesty, employ Americans, there's somebody with a sign. Oh, Nancy, Mary Landrieu, what a phony she is, man. She's going to get her lumps in another couple of days, and I love it. I love it. You know, the last time she was on the verge of not getting elected, Bush was in office, and Bush was running for re-election, and she told the people in Louisiana that she would vote with Bush. They re-elected her. So they re-elected her, and she double-crossed them all. She went back to her democratic ways. Boehner and Mitch McConnell, they're not the right people for the next term. They got to be replaced. We need fighters, not huggers. Yeah, unbelievable. Okay, so I'm going to give you a tune. We're going to give you a war cry. The war cry is entitled O'Donnell Abu. It means O'Donnell forward, move forward, so we can all get out of the train. You're blocking the door.
Rip McHale off your face, Roddy Nord, the old disgrace, that Blackfoot William storm your place, drove you up to the barrens. Grace said victory was sure, soon the firebrand he'd secure, until he met at Glenmalure with Big McHugh of Worm.
Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Dave will never know what Dave will dare. Now Chris William had a care, falling into your sorrow.
Of the trumpet is sounding, loudly the war cries rise on the gale, fleetly the steed by Lochshilly is bounding to join the six squadrons of old Samier's green veil.
On them the mountaineers, strangers with light and fear, rush to the standards of Donald's red hue. Bannock and Galloglass, thrown from each mountain pass, on for old Erin O'Donnell the Boo.
To our aid is advancing, and many a chieftain and warrior clan, a thousand proud steeds in his vanguard are prancing north to the borders brave from banks of the Van.
Many a heart shall quail under his coat of mail,
deeply the merciless omen shall rue.
When on his ear shall ring, borne on the breeze's wing, your Donald's dread war cry, O'Donnell Boo.
Hey, you go. You like that? Okay. O'Donnell Abu, fight the old fight again. And that's what we're going to be all singing here soon. Yeah, if this president has his way, he's going to have a coast-to-coast race war. This is what he's working on. And you know what? It's not going to turn out the way he thinks it's going to turn out. Not at all. Okay. We're going to show you that we're fair and impartial. And I'm going to play you a tune from the Michael Jackson of Cairo, Amro Diab, and he's singing Amarain, Amarain.
I'm not afraid to die. قلبي بيسألني عليك أتريني بفكر فيك قمر دول ولا عينك قلبي بيسألني عليك أتريني بفكر فيك معقول أكون حبيت
I was listening to Savage at a little after 3 o'clock. I turned him on. And what's he talking about? He's talking about that the cops should be indicted. Okay? He has no idea what took place, what went on. Well, he's seen the guy in a chokehold. And he accuses the cop of killing the guy. And he should be indicted. And then he starts to attack the women at Fox that they're showing too much leg. And every time I hear this guy, he's attacking Fox. Now, I know that everything he says about Fox, that they won't let him on, is probably true. I believe it's true. They won't let him on. But the guy never lets up. He was going to put Hannity out of business. The guy is he's just too absorbed with destroying Fox. When I look at these conservative talk show guys, the thing that puzzles me the most is how they don't all come together as one united front instead of bickering. But I see it also in Christian groups fighting amongst each other, and I see it with the rhinos fighting amongst going after the Tea Party people instead of working something out. If it wasn't for the Tea Party people, the Republicans wouldn't have had the success that they had this last election. It's that little extra vote that puts them over the top, and they should be very sensitive to that fact. And the thing that bothers me about Savage attacking Fox, it's NBC that set him up and threw him out. It's like Juan Williams defending National Public Radio when they sacrificed him for Al Qaeda. Yeah, what did he say? He gets nervous when he sees Muslims in a group. He gets nervous. He's afraid he's going to get blown up. He didn't say that, but they inferred he said it, and they got rid of Juan Williams. And they also made a deal with the Al Jazeera boys. Yeah, see, money talks. Money moves everything. Money moves votes. That's why it should only be $1 champagne contribution. So Savage never blasted NBC, the network that set him up to fall. And I believe it was a setup. They knew exactly what he was going to do, and they left the mic open. They called in. I think they said something about his mother. And he went off on a rant. And they knew that they knew exactly what it was going to take to bring him down. And he fell right into the trap. He also made a mistake when he went on NBC. He assumed that everybody knew who he was from radio. No, nobody knew who he was. He had to build, over time, a relationship with the TV viewer. He didn't do that. He went in gangbusters, and he got thrown out gangbusters. Savage was my intro to conservative talk. But now he spends all his time complaining about Fox. Today it's Foxy legs. If I did not see those legs, all that would be left to look at would be Chris Tinglefoot Matthews. And I hear NBC, because they're so down in the ratings, they've lost their entire base. I hear NBC is thinking of using hookers to do the news to get the ratings up. Savage is sour grapes, and it consumes him. I found a guy, I like him, and he's growing in popularity. He's coming on strong, and his name is Joe Walsh, and he's on The Answer, 970 a.m. He comes on at 5 o'clock for 2 hours, and he's a 911 New Yorker from Chicago, and he stands up for the police throughout the land, because the police throughout the land, Eric Holder intends to destroy. They're all going to be in re-education camps. They're going to be like the South Vietnamese when the North finally took over. Savage's sour grapes. Savage should have to spend one day as a New York cop in this communist city. It is a communist city. We got a communist mayor. He was elected by communists. Savage could go on bicycle patrol. And at the end of the tour, he could go to the shop and get the bicycle removed. Pedal your way, Savage. Why don't you plug yourself and never trust a guy that went to Berkeley? So, I did a tribute back in 2009 to the girls at Fox, because they do brighten up the set. I like to see the clothes they wear. They never wear the same pair of shoes twice. And we do know. We boys know that one chair on the five is a leg chair. That's the chair that shows off your legs. We know that. We wait to see who sits in the leg chair. Sorry, that's the way we're designed. God designed us to like women.
Yeah, except for those other people, you know.
So, if you go to YouTube, type in Fox Tribute, Abu Tom, A-B-U-T-O-M, Fox Tribute, and you will see my tribute to the girls at Fox. Now, those were the girls that were there in 2009, October the 3rd, and the tune, the musical background tune, as I show you each girl that works at Fox, and these are facials, so you don't have to be scandalized. The tune is by Tony Martin, who was married to a girl named Sid Charisse, who had the nicest legs in Hollywood, next to Betty Grable. She was a dancer, Sid Charisse. Tony Martin sings, "A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody." And you'll see all the girls from Fox there. So, having said that, let's see what we're going to do next. I'm going to do a tune. Doctor, can we do a tune? Doctor, you're not listening to me. We'll have to go to the studio to get a tune. Angelina by Louis Prima. Now, here's a guy that used to go and eat food just to see the restaurant waitress, Angelina.
I eat antipasto twice just because she is so nice, Angelina. Angelina, with her sad pizzeria. I keep soup and minestrone just to be with her alone, Angelina. Angelina, waitress at the pizzeria. Ti voglio bene. Angelina, I adore you. Viva you bene. Angelina, I live for you. And passione. You have set my heart on fire. But Angelina never listens to my song. I eat antipasto twice just because she is so nice, Angelina. Angelina, the waitress at the pizzeria. If she'll be there, my cara mia, then I'll join in matrimony with the girl that serves spumoni. And Angelina will be mine. c'è la luna, mezzo mare, mamma mia, mia mamma. Figlia mia, tutta rara, mamma mia, te faccio tu. Se ti doni alla musicante, ti vai, ti viene, sembra lo strumento in mano te. Se ci pigli avanti, sì, lo strumento, figlia mia. Oh mamma, zumba, zumba, baccola. Oh mamma, zumba, zumba, baccola. Oh mamma, zumba, zumba, baccola. Zumba, 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 baccola. C'è l'anduno, mezzo mare, mamma mia, per merda. Figli mia, cucciolara, mamma mia, per faccio. Se ti non a olio, in ti va, in ti vende sempre baccola le maledere. Se ci picchia fantasia, baccola le maledere. Oh, 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 mamma, in ti va su, su, ma baccola. Oh, mamma, in ti va su, su, ma baccola. Oh, mamma, in ti va su, su, ma baccola. Sì, sì, su, su, da, eh, oh, mamma,
Okay, we're back, and we're reading something from Walid Shubat. Obama admits to defending Islamic terrorists. Let me just see if I got this whole... Okay, that's the beginning. All right. In the days after Egypt's President Mohamed Morsi, who showed no mercy, was removed from power last year, a White House petition was started that called on the Obama administration to designate the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization. 16 months later, we finally have a response. We have not seen credible evidence that the Muslim Brotherhood has renounced its decades-long commitment to nonviolence. Here's a screenshot of the entire White House statement on why its defense of the Muslim Brotherhood. Response to We the People petition on the Muslim Brotherhood. The United States does not condone political violence of any kind, and why are you stirring it up right here in the country? And we continue to press actors of all viewpoints to peacefully engage in the political process. The United States is committed to thwarting terrorist groups that pose a threat to U.S. interests and those of our partners, Russia, Iran. Yeah. Tell us what you think about this response and We the People. Okay, so, and Walid's got a picture of the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem with Adolf Hitler. By declaring the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization, Egypt risks radicalizing the group's members and destabilizing the region further. That's a lie. And it says, Daniel Biman and Tamara Wittes argue that the Obama administration should engage with peaceful Islamists, push Egypt to allow Brotherhood supporters to participate in legitimate political and social activity. Communists love coalitions. Their success rate in destroying coalitions from the inside is phenomenal. They love coalitions. There used to be a joke about Kennedy and Khrushchev at the UN, and they were ordering lunch. And they said, President Kennedy, what would you like to have for lunch? And he said, I'll have a ham and cheese a sandwich. And they said, Mr. Khrushchev? He said, yes, I'll take half of his ham and cheese sandwich. Yeah. So did you catch that? Biman and Wittes weren't arguing that the Muslim Brotherhood isn't a terrorist organization, only that it shouldn't be labeled as such for political reasons. Pray for Assisi in Egypt. This guy has got a mountain of problems that he has to deal with. And he's only one man, and he's probably being pulled in 1,000 different directions. And he's getting no help from the Communist State Department or the Communist government. Yeah. Can you believe New York is now a communist city? Can you believe that? Can you believe we elected a communist mayor? Oh, Dad, I'm sorry. I don't know how it happened. Forgive me, Father. I wasn't paying attention. It should be. Everybody ran out. All the people that fight country left New York. There's people left. There's good people left. But they're outnumbered, man. They're outnumbered. And they're up in years. It's really sad. You're going to have a generation that's born into slavery and won't even know it. If you never knew freedom, how are you going to know you're a slave? You get a hunch, it's built into you, something in your heart. You see how other people are being treated and you're not being treated that way. Is that how you compare? It should indeed be noted that the New York Times reported this past September that Brookings has agreed to accept a $14.8 million donation spread over 4 years, which began in 2013, from the nation of Qatar. Qatar is very successful. They bought, Al Gore made $500 million when he sold his junkie a TV station to Al Jazeera. And Al Jazeera plays the race card. They're very clever. They do it very delicately. They have a nice way of maneuvering. Qatar is perhaps the most Muslim Brotherhood-friendly country in the world per capita. It is home to the Brotherhood's propaganda network, Al Jazeera. Qatar has been harboring Muslim Brotherhood spiritual leader Yusuf al-Qaradawi for decades and continues to harbor Hamas leaders. You know how they these different countries, they harbor leaders? Do you remember the guy who, I think he was part of the TWA hijacking? He masterminded it, and he was a guest of Saddam Hussein, and he was protected by Saddam Hussein and lived in Iraq. And then when George Bush was coming, the night before George Bush came a door knocking, he was found in the hotel room with his eyes shot out. I don't remember his name. I probably got it in my book. Qatar has always been harboring Muslim, has also been harboring Muslim Brotherhood. Oh, we said that already. Al-Qaradawi is from Egypt and returned there during the Arab Spring that gave rise to the Brotherhood in that country. Hamas is an officially designated foreign terror organization by the U.S. State Department. It is also an extension of the Muslim Brotherhood. Therefore, the White House claim that there's no evidence the Brotherhood has reneged on its pledge of nonviolence is an absurdity. We all know. Obama told us. When it comes down to Muslims or Americans, he's with the Muslims. He didn't say that. He said it vaguely. Okay, when it comes down to vaguely or the Muslims, he's with the Muslims. Hamas is an officially designated foreign terror organization. Here is al-Qaradawi and Hamas leader Khalid Mashal embracing in Qatar. A lot of bad people out there, and they all want to come here and cut your throat. And the only thing that's saving your life tonight is Mr. Policeman out in the street and Mr. Joe Military in the Hindu Kush. And at sea, and in the air, and in the Coast Guard. That's all that's protecting you. Less than 1% of the nation defends 99% who live in another world. Last July, Representative Michelle Bachmann introduced legislation that would identify the Muslim Brotherhood as a foreign terrorist organization as well, while putting sanctions on all of its front groups operating in the U.S., the Democrat Party, the Liberal Party, the Progressive Party, the four networks, communist letter C in them. You know, things like preventing said groups from being granted tax-exempt status. Jimmy from Brooklyn raised that question. He wanted to know if all these communist front groups and terrorist front groups had tax-exempt status and the conservatives couldn't get it. A couple of months after introducing that legislation, Bachmann relayed to former Vice President Dick Cheney, said he would sign onto it if he were in Congress. As to the reasons why there's such a reluctance to out the Brotherhood, Qatar is a great place to start. As Shubat.com has reported on extensively, the partnership that exists between that country and Brookings goes beyond the latter receiving $14.8 million. If they had $500 million for Al Gore, you know they're spreading that money around. Follow that money and you'll see who is now working for foreign power against the United States. You cannot serve two masters. Jesus told you. You will love one and hate the other. U.S. Islamic World Forum is the manifestation of such a partnership that began in 2000. An annual forum is held in Doha and features very prominent figures, to include none other than Wittes, who served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs from November 2009 to January 2012. I'm watching the years of my life go by as terms of office. And I'm very disillusioned at the waste of time by politicians. Over the year, attendance at the U.S. IWF has not been limited solely to left-wing politicians, which could explain why there is little appetite for doing what Bachmann has pushed for. Bachmann's a hard-working lady. I think she's got 27 kids. 27 kids. You can't have 27 kids. Nobody can have 27 kids. She adopts them. As for Bachmann, at the congressional hearing last year, he was asked about an Egyptian connection to the Benghazi attack, which has long been made known by that point. The leader of the Egypt-based Jamal Network had been arrested 1 year earlier. Bachmann, a supposed expert, pleading ignorance. Sounds like he doesn't know much, doesn't it? Oh, God. Oh, my God. Looks terrible, this guy. He looks like a typical politician. In the next video of Bachmann from 2012, he seems to know quite a bit. And they tell you, if you go to Mark 115, he demonstrates knowledge of a group in Egypt dating back to the 1990s,
known as the Egyptian Islamic Jihad. At the time of the aforementioned congressional hearing, Biman said he did not know the makeup of Egyptians involved in the Benghazi attack, despite one of the witnesses he was with, David Gartenstein Ross, saying moments earlier that the Jamal Network was involved. The namesake of that group, Mohammed Jinal, has been arrested by Egyptian authorities nearly a year earlier. Okay, you really have to know within Middle Eastern politics to recognize these names. I don't. Below is a short video of Witties, and I guess she's a woman, speaking incoherently about how to deal with the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. In her position at State Department, to me, has been infiltrated by communists during the days of Wild Bill O'Donovan. That's the end of World War II, and even during World War II. The Soviets never stopped spying on the U.S. They have infiltrated all agencies. Joe McCarthy is right. Witties was part of the disastrous policy that included supporting the Arab Spring. Remember how they sold us all on the Arab Spring? Oh, the students are leading the way, and they all have cell phones. Oh, there's one of them, and they're trying to rape Anderson Cooper from CNN. Hello, Anderson! And they got his girl that was with him. And you never heard that story. Press is great at covering up their sins, man. It is also being reported that Egyptians see this latest White House refusal to identify the Brotherhood as a terrorist organization as an admission of guilt by Obama. Many of the Egyptians go off the rails when they point to a Zionist plot, but they're not at all far off when they talk about U.S. collaboration with the Brotherhood, which has infiltrated the State Department on the connection or the connection between Turkey and ISIS. Really sad, man. Really sad. And there's two comments. The people demanded that the White House designate the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization. And the White House, in its infinite wisdom, stopped laughing, declined. Too bad I'm too young to be president. The damage I could cause. And somebody responded, your youth shouldn't be a deterrent to becoming president. After all, if a foreign-born non-citizen whose obvious main goal is the destruction of America can become president, then anyone should be able to be president, as bad as Obama is and as evil as his intentions are. He's an angel compared to the people who put him in office. The Democrat Party has to be destroyed. It's the enemy of the American people. I know that's hard to accept, but I'm telling you. In New York, they've given us a communist mayor. And in the country, they've given us a communist president. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And the only people that see it are the people that are being harmed directly. The people that are not being harmed directly don't see anything. Okay, so having said that, I don't think you would. About revenge. He's been betrayed, his country.
By the red hand that hung over Connor's dark dwelling, when Ulla's three champions lay sleeping in gore, by the billows of
Says our fields will lie wasted, and the maiden unwed, until vengeance is wreaked on the traitor's head. The maiden unwed. Oh, man. Okay. Somebody is plugging Lee Iacocca, and they've sent a clip of what Lee Iacocca is. Coca is currently saying. He's 94 years old. Am I the only guy in this country who's fed up with what's happening? Where the hell is our outrage with this so-called president? We should be screaming bloody murder. We've got a gang of tax-cheating, clueless leftists trying to steer our ship of state right off a cliff. We've got corporate gangsters stealing us blind. And we can't even run a ridiculous cash for clunkers program without losing $26 billion of the taxpayers' money. How about the $50 billion on the, was it $50 billion or $50 million on the website for healthcare? You know, for $9.95, GoDaddy would have done it all for you, been up and running in a week. But instead of getting mad, everybody sits around and nods their heads when the politicians say, trust me, the economy is getting better. Better. What the hell? You got to be kidding. This is America, not the damn Titanic. I'll give you a soundbite. Throw all the Democrats out along with Obama. Yes, my friends, we got to wipe out this Democrat Party. This is not a war against Obama. This is not a war against Holder. This is a war against creators of the Frankenstein. That's the Democrat Party. They are the ones that have to be destroyed. They are the enemy. They are a bigger threat than Al-Qaeda. They're a bigger threat than Putin. They're a bigger threat than China. The party of death has to go. And the way to do it is to make people ashamed to belong to it. You might think I'm getting senile. That I've gone off my rocker, and maybe I have, but someone has to speak up. I hardly recognize this country anymore. The most famous business leaders are not the innovators, but the guys in handcuffs. While we're fiddling in Afghanistan, Iran is completing their nuclear bombs and missiles, and nobody seems to know what to do. The liberal press, it's not liberal. Drop the word liberal. The communist press is waving pom-poms instead of asking hard questions. That's not the promise of the America my parents and your parents traveled across the ocean for. Lee, you may be going back to Italy. I may be going back to Ireland. I don't want to do that because nobody likes a loser, not even in their own village. There is here and now. This is here and now. This is our responsibility resolved one way or another. But we must act soon. Pete Sessions is now admitting he's a rhino. Why is it that I'm not hearing people mad as hell about Boehner and McConnell holding leadership elections for the next congressional session so that they could hold on to the power in order to keep helping Obama complete his effort to destroy our country? McConnell and Boehner have to go. McConnell and Boehner have to go. We no longer have the luxury of time. This president is on a crash course to destroy the United States in the next 2 years. And we don't have to help him. And anybody that gets in the way and slows down our momentum, it should be trampled. Has everyone gone brain dead? Does anyone else realize that what they have done is unconstitutional? Think about it. The 40 new members of the Republican House and at least 10 new senatorial members were denied their right to vote on their leadership. That is clearly unconstitutional. I think we got to have a war inside the Republican Party. and we got 2 years to settle all disputes. That's what we got to do. And let the Democrats play the race card and do whatever they got to do. I think we got to clean our own house first. That is clearly unconstitutional, as it disenfranchises the new members and their constituents of representative government, not to mention all other American citizens. We and all the truly patriotic members of Congress need to start screaming at Boehner and McConnell. I got to remind you, Mitch McConnell voted to burn the flag. He voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9-1-1, the Senate a joint resolution. Oh, I used to remember, I think it's 7, SR 6. But it was 40 days before 9-1-1, and 48 senators voted to burn the flag. They don't say that. They call it the Flag Desecration Act. But it's to stop the burning of the American flag, which the communists used to do a lot. As we got closer to making it a law, making it illegal to burn the flag, they toned it down. They didn't want to be so obvious. But 40 Democrat senators voted to let it burn. 8 RINOs voted to let it burn. And Mitch McConnell was one of the 8. So was Arlen Specter. And I hate to tell you this, you people think you know who the conservatives are. Fred Thompson also. Fred Thompson voted to burn the flag. And who else was there? Most of them are gone now. Thad Cochran voted to burn the flag. And the vote was 52 to 48, so they didn't have a majority to make it a law. And then it came up again for re-election, for a vote, and it lost by one vote. If it comes up again, it should pass. Okay. Not to mention all other American citizens, we and all the truly patriotic members of Congress need to start screaming at Boehner and McConnell that they must have a revote after the new members are sworn in. And we must warn them not to indoctrinate the new members with their hierarchy bullshit. This is from Leah Cook. To hell with seniority. Many of these long-timers are the reason Obama has been so successful. One term per termite. These people work at the wishes of the American people. They are obligated to us. This is not a lifelong career. This is get in there, represent us, and get out. One term per termite. To hell with seniority. Remember, these long-timers are the reason Obama has been so successful with his agenda. I hope all who read this will do their part to make this go viral so we can stop Obama's agenda. If we work together with the patriotic members of Congress, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, Jason Chaffetz, Trey Gowdy, and all of the others, something I got to tell you that I'm worried about. But I'm going to tell you, no matter what happens, I am with Trey Gowdy, come hell or high water. If a scandal breaks out that Trey Gowdy's in, that is shocking. And I'm not saying I know anything, but I just know how the communists work. Usually when a guy is coming up and he's making inroads and he's making progress, they drop a hammer. They always got some dirt on somebody. I don't care what they find out about Trey Gowdy. He has to be allowed to complete his mission. And I'm not saying they have anything on him, but I just know these bastards. That one of their tactics is Mary is a whore. They label Mary a whore, and 80% of whoever hears the charge believes it. And then Mary goes to court to get her reputation back, and 50% believe it. And then maybe after it's verified that it was all a lie, 40% believe it. Time Mary's name comes up, the first thing that comes to mind is, oh, yeah, Mary the whore. And that's how the Democrats work. They have two big tactics, assassination by lying and assassination by ridicule. Saturday Night Live is their tool for assassination by ridicule. Very seldom do they go against Obama. They'll go against Obama when everybody else does. In the meantime, they're a tool. They're NBC, nothing but communists. And we must warn them and not to indoctrinate the new members. We can stop Obama's agenda if we work together. If Obama vetoes any of the funding bills and it stops government, it will destroy the Democrat Party in the November 25th and 2016 elections. By then, there should be no Democrat Party. If we do our job, the first thing you got to do is you got to shame people into leaving you. How can you be in a party that votes to burn the American flag? Can you be in a party that kills 1,200,000 kids a year? Do you know in 6 years we beat Hitler? It is sad. I'll go a step further, says Lee Iacocca. You can't call yourself a patriot if you're not outraged. This is a fight I'm ready and willing to have. The biggest C is crisis. Iacocca elaborates on 9 C's of leadership, with crisis being the first. Leaders are made and not born. Leadership is forged in times of crisis. It's easy to sit there with your thumb up your butt and talk theory or send someone else's kids off to war when you've never seen a battlefield. And I'm going to tell you something. There are guys rotting in Fort Leavenworth that were convicted by a panel of judges, officers, that never saw 1 minute of combat. Should not be allowed. And I hope that somebody starts a movement to re-examine who's in Leavenworth or any other military prison that was sent there on charges of premeditated murder, and re-examine those cases and go over them with a fine-tooth comb and see if you can't shorten the sentences of those guys, if not pardon them. We're being stabbed in the back in so many directions, you don't know where it's coming from next. And the military has got to be demoralized. Okay. On September 11, 2001, when your world comes... Oh, it's another thing to lead when your world comes tumbling down. On September 11, 2001, we needed a strong leader more than any other time in our history. We needed a steady hand to guide us out of the ashes. Does he say, we got somebody? We are immersed in a bloody war now with no plan for winning and no plan for leaving, but our soldiers are dying daily. Yes, I told you, Obama covered up 2,347 that have died in Afghanistan. He labeled them NATO troops to be identified later. Everybody thinks they're buried in Holland. In the history of the world, and it's getting worse every day, we've lost the manufacturing edge to Asia. Let's bring it back. Let's take it back. Let's buy from ourselves. While our once great companies are getting slaughtered by healthcare costs, communist tactic, put all the money in healthcare, take all the money from the military. And if you were listening about a year ago, the peace cry through the media was, we can't fight another war. We don't have the manpower. Do you remember that? That's a setup, man. That's a brainwashing setup. This country has the largest oil reserves in the world, and we cannot drill for it because the politicians have been bought by tree-hugging environmentalists. They're enviro-Leninists and they're green communists. That's what they are. It's a tactic. Bring it all down. Bust out America. Our schools are a complete disaster because of the teachers' union. Bring it all down. Bring them down too. Our borders are like sieves, and they want to give all illegals amnesty and free health care. The middle class is being squeezed to death every day. No taxes, city, state, or federal over 40 hours. That should be a national local law. The middle class is being squeezed to death every day. These are times that cry out for leadership, but when you look around, you got to ask, where have all the leaders gone? Where are the curious, creative communicators? Where are the people of character, courage, conviction, omnipotence, and the common sense? I may be a sucker for alliteration, but I think you get the point. Name me a leader who has a better idea for homeland security than making us take off our shoes in airports and throw away our shampoo. We spend billions of dollars building a huge new bureaucracy, and all we know how to do is react to the things that have already happened. Everyone's hunkering down, fingers crossed, hoping the government will make it better for them. Now that's just crazy. Deal with life. Name me an industry leader who is thinking creatively about how we can restore our competitive edge in manufacturing. We would have believed that there could ever be a time when the big three referred to Japanese car companies. How did this happen? And more important, look what Obama did about it. Name me one government leader who can articulate a plan for paying down the debt. I can. I'm going to have some cuts. I'm solving the energy crisis. Drill, baby, drill. Pump it out every way you can. Everybody should be walking around with a drill looking for a spot. The silence is deafening, but there are crises that are eating away at our country and milking the middle class dry. I have news for the Chicago gangsters in Congress. We didn't elect you to turn this country into a losing European socialist state. What is everybody so afraid of? That some bonehead on NBC or CNN, that's nothing but communists in the Communist News Network, we'll call them a name? Give me a break. Why don't you guys show some spine for a change? Had enough, hey? I'm not trying to be the voice of gloom and doom here. I'm trying to light a fire. I'm speaking out because I have hope. I believe in America. In my lifetime, I've had the privilege of living through some of America's greatest moments. I've experienced some of our worst crises, the Great Depression, World War II, the Korean War, the Kennedy assassination, the Vietnam War, the 1970s oil crisis, and the struggles of recent years since 9/11. We've always had great oil reserves. How come we had to go through the 70s crisis? Okay, so that's Lee Iacocca. And he's asking that everybody pass the word around. I'm going to close with a tune. And until we meet again, and we'll play you a goody-goody on the way out.